That's fine, son.
Sorry for the crackle. Turn the power on first. Yeah. Anyways, one of these days I will be fully trained on that. Welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, everyone. And it is January the 21st. And we've got a cool morning out there this morning. -5 with the winds out of the east-northeast, 9 kilometers an hour. And barometric pressure sitting at 103.6 kilopascals and falling, and humidity 84%. Mainly cloudy today, except sunny above the valley cloud. Oh, imagine that. Yeah. Sunny above the clouds. Wow, what rocket scientist went to school for 4 years on that one? Fog patches dissipating early this morning, high of +1. Chance of flurries overnight, whereas we'll go down to -1. About 60% is all they're calling for. And then Wednesday, chance of flurries, about 60%. And a high of 3 degrees. What else we got here? And then we got a mix of sun and cloud right through to the end of the week with highs of about 0 to 3 over the next few days. I got some great songs put aside here this morning for everyone, and I think I'm going to start it off with a little bit of Deep Purple from the Fireball album of 1971, Strange Kind of Woman, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
She said
Stay tuned for more great listening on South Kootenai Radio.
Forever, do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Well, let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
I gotta know right now. Let me sleep on it. Will you love me forever?
Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Do you remember being at any parties in the 70s singing that song? Just a few of you? Very good. Meatloaf there, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. And that is taken from the Bad Out album, 1977. And before that, we had Deep Purple, Strange Kind of Woman, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Let's see. The 21st today, is it? 21st, and we've got a couple of Canadian items to bring up for our Canadian history segment here. 1907 is our first story, when the Kenora Thistles hockey team sweep the Montreal Wanderers in two games for the Stanley Cup. Yeah. What else do we have here? Ilana Miller, actor, born on this day in Toronto in 1979. Miller played on Disney's reincarnated Mickey Mouse Club from 1989 to 1993. Not quite sure why I read that one, but 1985, Ottawa native Denny Potvin of the New York Islanders ties Bobby Orr's career record of 270 goals. And let's see, oh, there's the old Colin Thatcher murder. His wife, Joanne Wilson, found murdered in her garage, 1983 in Regina. Ex-wife of a politician, Colin Thatcher, son of ex-premier Ross Thatcher, who will be found guilty of first-degree murder. Right. I think it's time for some tunes. Yeah. What do we got here? I've got something from the Beatles, 1967 Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. A Day in a Life, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
I read
Rachel Walsh, Life's Been Good. Since the song's not over.
Uh-oh. Here comes a flock of wah-wahs.
Joe, he's so weird, but we like him, yeah. Life's Been Good, that one's going back a couple of years, all the way back to 1978 from his album, But Seriously, Folks. Anyways, what do we have before that one? Day in Life by the Beatles, that's right, yeah. All right, news crew, stand by. We better let them get rolling here. 4 minutes and 30 seconds, we'll be back with some more awesome music on the second half.
It is January 21st, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The dreaded polar vortex has returned to much of central and eastern Canada, plunging temperatures today and this week across a wide stretch of the country. The Arctic air mass means wind chill warnings are in place for Ontario and Quebec, while the maritime provinces are bracing for heavy snow. Much of Nova Scotia is under a blizzard warning, while southern New Brunswick and PEI are both under a storm warning ahead of a system moving up from the U.S. East Coast that could bring as much as 30 centimeters of snow by tomorrow. Down in the States, the U.S. government has now ordered all its Washington area offices closed for the day. Three former war crime prosecutors say they have evidence of industrial-scale killing by the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. They say they've obtained photographs that point to the systemic killing of more than 11,000 detainees. CBC's Margaret Evans has the details.
The lawyers say 55,000 photographs and documents were smuggled out of Syria by a former photographer with the Syrian military police who defected, carrying the evidence out of the country on a memory stick. Sir Desmond De Silva is the former chief prosecutor for the Special Tribunal on Sierra Leone.
The pictures show, over a period of years, the systematic murder of detainees by starvation, by torture, the gouging out of eyes, the hideous beating of people, the mutilation of bodies.
The lawyers say they're convinced 11,000 detainees held by the Syrian government were executed in one location. The witnesses' job, they said, was to photograph the dead after they'd been taken to a military hospital. Syria has repeatedly denied abuse in the past. Margaret Evans, CBC News, London.
The security concerns continue ahead of the upcoming Sochi Winter Olympics. Russian officials are searching for three potential female suicide bombers, including one who may already be in Sochi. These so-called black widows are women whose late husbands were Islamic militants. They have been blamed for numerous suicide attacks in the region in recent years. Prime Minister Harper's visit to the Middle East continues, and it included today a meeting in Jerusalem with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Here's the CBC's Derek Stoffel.
Well, thank you all.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed Stephen Harper to his office. They say they're great friends. Harper offered another round of support for the Israelis, saying again he refuses to criticize Israel publicly. So he was asked if that has hurt Canada, especially among Arab nations.
I wouldn't want to say there is no price, but, my general view of the world is that people respect your view if you express it appropriately and they understand it's genuine.
When Harper was done, Netanyahu was quick to jump in.
There's a new Middle East out there. It's different.
The Israeli Prime Minister said when looking at Canada's relations with Israel, you have to consider that the region has changed with threats from Iran and Islamic political forces. Derek Stoffel, CBC News, Jerusalem.
A jail sentence could come down today for an employee at Halliburton Energy who has admitted to destroying evidence in the aftermath of the 2010 BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The cementing contractor was working on the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig that spewed oil into the Gulf for more than 80 straight days. Halliburton Energy, who was doing work for BP on the Deepwater Horizon, has come to a plea agreement with the U.S. Justice Department and has been fined. Former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien will be honored at a gala ceremony tonight for his four decades of public service. The Toronto event will see more than 700 current and former politicians from all parties celebrate Chrétien's career in politics that saw him first come to Ottawa as an MP in 1963. And that is the CBC News to this hour. I'm Joe Cummings.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour of the morning show. Minus 5 in the Creston Valley, going up to 1 degree with a mix of sun and cloud. Anyways, oh, but of course, Environment Canada says it'll be sunny above the clouds. Wow. 4 years to get a degree in that. Ooh. Cold shot, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Don't let our true love run cold. Welcome to South Kootenai Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get rolling here with This Day in Rock and Roll History. We've got a lot of songs to get through today. A lot of history. January the 21st, first birthday that I have listed here is Wolfman Jack, born on this day in 1938. Pioneer disc jockey. Richie Havens, born on this day in 1941, along with Edwin Starr, born in 42, Mac Davis, born in 42, Chris Brighton, born in 44, lead guitar player for the Troggs. Jimmy Ibbotson, 1947, multi-instrumentalist for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. All right, what do we have here? Useless trivia throughout the years. On January the 21st, we're going to start in 1960. That's when Del Shannon records his first single, Runaway, which will top the U.S. charts in April. The song was written by Shannon and keyboardist Max Crook, and would later be rated at number 466 on a rock and roll, or pardon me, the Rolling Stones list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. In 1965, we had the Runaways, or pardon me, the Animals, were forced to cancel a show at New York's Apollo Theater after the U.S. Immigration Department forced the group to leave the venue. Their only New York appearance would end up being on the Ed Sullivan Show. That was in 1965. Also in 65, the Byrds recorded Mr. Tambourine Man at Columbia Records Hollywood Studio. The song was produced by Doris Day's son, Terry Melcher, who replaced the rest of the group with session musicians to back Jim McGuinn on his 12-string guitar. 1984, Yes hits number one on the Billboard Hot 100. With their only top 10 hit, Owner of a Lonely Heart, it reached number 28 in the UK. And in 1996, Cannonball and the Headhunters lead singer Francisco Garcia dies at the age of 49. The group's biggest hit, Land of a Thousand Dances, will reach number 30 in 1965. And in 1987, Colonel Tom Parker, former carnival pitchman who guided Elvis Presley's career for 22 years. Gee, only 22? Oh, I guess, yeah, that's right. The King died in 77, so, okay. Yeah. Anyway, he died of complications from a stroke at the age 87 in 1997. And in 2002, 80-year-old Peggy Lee, best known in the rock era for her 1958 version of Fever, passed away while suffering a heart attack at her Bel Air, California home. Lee won a Grammy Award for her 1969 hit, Is That All There Is?, and had charted 46 times from 1945 to 1969, 10 times in the top 10. Right on. All right. Richie Havens' birthday today. We're going to start off with a little Freedom right here on South Kootenai Radio. Thank you.
and I can call him up from my heart when I need my brother.
Y'all.
You're listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made.
Chicks were born to give you fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Kind of nice. Peggy Lee finishing things up there with her big hit, Fever, passing away on this day in 2002 at 81 years old. And what else did we have? Before that, we had Del Shannon there with Runaway, and that was a big hit for him in 1960. We had the Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart, their only top 10 hit. That one came out in 1984. What else did we have? Played a little Edwin Starr, War, and Richie Havens, starting things off there with Freedom. All right, stay tuned again tomorrow. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock History for you. And coming up, we better do the weather across the country here. Here it's kind of chilly down east. That Arctic vortex or whatever the heck they're calling it. It's a winter storm, isn't it? Yeah. Currently in the Carson Valley, we've got minus 5 degrees, and we're supposed to go up to 1 degree today. And it's going to be sunny above the clouds, according to Environment Canada. Awesome. 3 degrees and cloudy in Vancouver, minus 29 and cloudy in Yellowknife. Calgary's sitting at minus 5 and cloudy. It's like a blowing snow in Regina, minus 9, minus 22 in Winnipeg and snow, minus 20 with a mix of sun and cloud in Toronto, minus 17 in Fredericton, minus 21 at the Bay of Chaleur up there on the North Shore. And 1 degree in St. John's, Newfoundland. Oh, right, sunny. And minus 11 in Halifax with some sunny conditions. Okay, we've got some Chicago standing by. Get your horn shined up, 25 or 6 to 4.
Waiting for the break of day.
There we go. Chicago there with 25R624. That particular album came out in 1970 off their second album, just called Chicago 2. All right, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio, and let's see, it is quarter to the hour. It's time we better get rolling here with our artist highlight. Today we're going to be featuring the music of Santana, the band, and the album that I have chosen today is Abraxas. It is the second album by the band, and it came out in 1970. And I think we'll just leave it at that. I'm going to start off with the first two tracks, Singing Winds, Crying Beasts, followed up with Black Magic Woman, Gypsy Queen, and then we're going to finish off with Hope You're Feeling Better, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Also, I wanted to throw out a big thank you for Golden Treasures there, who are the proud sponsors of this segment. And let's get rolling. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you. turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic.
This is Mark from Innisfail. Why don't you tune in to Jazz on South Kootenai Radio every night at 10.
Yes.
It is January 21st.